W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Donald Trump, now the first former president to be federally indicted. He's looking at 37 federal counts connected to the alleged mishandling of classified documents. He has claimed he did nothing wrong, says ABC chief legal analyst Dan Abrams.
If you take his argument to the extreme, he's basically saying, I can take home any document ever that belonged to the government that I saw or had access to. Any of it. I should be able to take it all home. And of course that's not the case.
After his Miami arraignment, Trump spoke to his supporters last night in Bedminster, New Jersey. The Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting today. Most economists are expecting the Fed will not raise interest rates, but instead will pause for a month to see what happens next with the economy. The State Department announcing this morning that Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to China this weekend as part of the Biden administration's push to repair ties between Washington and Beijing. This is ABC News. We'll get a better idea today of how long it may take to repair the mess on I-95 in Philadelphia. ABC's Janae Norman is there.
It is anticipated that it could take months to replace this overpass, but state officials plan to announce their plans to rebuild and reconstruct this critical infrastructure later this morning.
An entire overpass has to be replaced after an inferno underneath when a gas tanker flipped over. The driver was killed. That section of the highway sees about 160,000 vehicles every day. A hot car death hitting Houston's police force.
Aaron was a 4-year-old Houston police dog that was inside a squad car parked at the training academy. The department says its canine unit vehicles are typically equipped with a system that notifies the handler, sounds the horn, activates cooling fans, and rolls down the window in the event the vehicle shuts down. That did not happen on Monday as temperatures in Houston climbed into the 90s and Aaron succumbed to the heat. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. The Green Bay Police Department says it wants to be more mobile in crowded places. Police Chief Chris Davis says the department is adding 27 bikes for a mobile response team, which will help the department with crowded events such as the 2025 NFL Draft. Davis says adding bikes gives the department better public order policing capability and helps form barricades faster. He went on to say the department was looking to add more bikes even before the draft was announced. The department says the bikes will likely be used during presidential campaign events next year as well. Appleton police are asking for help in the search for an armed robbery suspect. The robbery occurred shortly after 10 p.m. Monday night on the 2800 block of East Newberry Street. The suspect is white, about 6 feet tall, and around 180 to 200 pounds. Police are urging people that have information to contact the Appleton Police Department. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
More than 130,000 car accidents occur in Wisconsin each year. If you're in an accident and experience any injuries or losses caused by another, you may be entitled to compensation. Gingras Thompson & Wachs has over 35 years of experience in handling car accident cases. Their team of personal injury attorneys is dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trygve Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we went to break, I was talking about Hillary Clinton, former candidate for president of the United States, who talked about people clinging to guns and religion, and she was tarred and feathered. And, you know, I don't know what you would refer to or call it today. When this proliferation of guns that is all over this nation, and the fact that people who have religious beliefs that they're entitled to, but not to force them on other people, is pretty strong today. People want to force their religious beliefs on others. That's what the nation is supposed to not be about. The fact that people have a right in this nation to whatever religious belief they believe, that is what's supposed to separate this nation from others. Yet, that is not what we're dealing with today. Let's go to Bob from Waukesha. Good morning to you, Bob. Thank you very much. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Well, if there's one thing I've learned over the past couple of years, never argue with a Trump supporter, because it's like beating your head against the wall. They do not have any facts. They don't listen to facts. They're in denial. And it's pointless. I you get them on Facebook, and you're best just to ignore them.
Yes.
And I'm realize you can't, you have to take phone calls, but these people, it is a cult. They're like, their behavior is cult-like. This is something I learned yesterday. I think I learned it on CNN. Do you realize that you can be a felon
and become president of the United States? Yes.
Okay, this is better yet. This is what I think Trump is up to. So let's say Trump gets elected president. He's got like 50% of the votes right now.
For Republicans.
Right now.
Republicans.
Yeah. Right. Okay. If he gets elected, even if he's in prison,
he can still remain president of the United States.
Yes. And he can appoint his attorney general and his attorney general can pardon him.
Yes. It makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. And part of the reason is this has never happened before in the United States. So there's really no rules for this.
Well, you know, Bob, Gary, the caller earlier, clearly stated that he doesn't believe Trump's going to get charged with anything. There are people who think that he's not going to get charged with anything. Here's a man, again, as I said yesterday, was reading nuclear secrets to people at his party about the United States using nuclear weapons against Iran. And he's reading this to average, everyday people. And as Gary said, the guy who called earlier, the stuff belonged to him. It was his. So, I mean, how can you reconcile and have a real conversation with somebody who believes that? Who somehow believes that because a man's name is Donald Trump, that he owns the nuclear secrets of the United States?
Right. That just makes my argument. And you can't explain to him that it's totally different when Biden had classified documents, when Pence had them, because as soon as they were notified,
they gave them right
they
back.
They turned them
yes.
over. Right. Trump won.
He fought it for a year and a half. He fought it for a year right. and a half and said, these right. are mine.
Right.
And even when he was in court yesterday, he said, I had a right to those. He's ignorant. He doesn't understand those things. He's ignorant. And, you know, there is no law against being ignorant. But the kind of things that he did, he's going to pay a price for that, as well he should, Bob. Hey, Bob, thank you very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. CJ, you're up, man. Oh, I get it already. Joe Biden, you know, and Hunter Biden and Hillary Clinton. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you got part of it. you're okay with, you know, part of our frustration, Earl, is, and thank you for taking my call, that you're okay with the dual forms of justice. You're okay to watch this.
Where's the dual form of government, man?
And deflection.
Where's the, no, you're well, deflecting. Where's there a dual form of government?
Justice.
Well, what are you talking about?
Of justice. And, you know, you want to, again, I'll point it out, you want to have a shell game with your listeners, and it's shameful for civic radio to do this. You don't talk about this president, President Biden. You don't talk about what danger he's put our country
what
in.
Danger,
right
what danger?
Now.
What danger has he put our country in, CJ?
Under this president's watch. We've watched countries be invaded. We've watched China fly spy balloons over our country.
Hey, CJ.
Farmland.
Hey, CJ. Okay, hang on. Did you hear me not more than 30 minutes ago, maybe a little bit longer, say that all of you complaining about China, you know, and putting, you know, spy information in Cuba, and the world is coming to an end because China somehow is partnering with Cuba to spy on the United States. Maybe you didn't hear me talk about the 800 military bases that the United States has all over the nation, as Calvin even talked about, all the spy apparatus we have in Taiwan and everywhere else on China. You didn't hear about that. You don't know anything about that, do you? It's okay. So it's okay. So it's okay for the United States. So it's okay for the United States to spy on China, but it's not okay for China to spy on the United States. Is that what you're saying?
You don't want to hear me talk, Earl. You want to talk over me. Go ahead.
No. I mean, not when you are going to Not when you are going to talk about things that aren't accurate.
That aren't accurate. Okay.
Where's the danger? You said Joe Biden. You said Joe Biden has created a situation where America is threatened. And I asked you by whom?
Oh yeah. You want me to keep going? But you will talk over me or turn my mic off. So that's okay. You don't want. You're shameful, Earl. Civic radio is shameful for what
let me say this to you, man. You call conservative radio stations, and you know how much time you get? 35 to 40 seconds if they even answer your call. And especially because you are screened before you even get a chance to speak. They would not allow you or me or anybody else to change the subject matter on those conservative stations. So if you want to talk about shameful, call conservative talk radio and see how far you get, buddy. You get more time on civic media than you would ever on conservative talk radio. What are you talking about?
You're lying to your listeners, Earl.
All right, man. That's it. To say that, it doesn't bother me, man, because, I already know. I've spent many years listening and talking to conservative talk hosts. And you are not going to be even accepted on any conservative radio station changing the subject matter like you try to do here. See you later. It just bothers me to no end. People keep saying, well, why don't you give him a chance? Give him a chance. Give him a chance. But he wants to say and do whatever it is he wants to say and do. Anybody who knows me, I'm more than fair. I allow conservative people to call this program as many other hosts across civic media. As a matter of fact, we encourage it. We're not like what they do on conservative talk radio, where they don't let the other side even get a chance to have a discussion. That's not civic media, And so he can say whatever it is he wants to say. The truth is not in him. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Wapaw lawn area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. High of 76. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms. Tonight lows dip down to about 55. Cloudy. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow highs around 68. A mix of clouds and sun. Sunny skies Friday with daytime highs approaching 73. 78 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On WGBW.
Strolling in the park, watching winter turn to spring. Walking in the dark, seeing lovers do their thing. Ooh, that's the time.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, how you doing, man?
Hey, Earl, first off, we the people, all of us, ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. At the end of the day, that's just the way it is, where we can actually make a difference, and we have to take responsibility that we the people are the government. Second, these people that call in, I'm telling you, CJ, you are the most insulting individual on the planet. To talk to someone who it's not even your show, CJ, it's called the Earl Ingram Show for a reason. And for you to be so, like, you're running the show, give me a break.
You know, Tom, and I appreciate it, but, you know, I don't need any help with CJ. CJ's no threat.
No, I know that, Earl. I understand. he is an example of what it is that we're dealing with out there in the right wing.
A deplorable. As Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton referred to, you know, he's a deplorable. Okay, so anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to correct the record, because we do have, of course, on facts on Civic Media, but it was Barack Obama who said about clinging to the guns and religion.
Oh, okay,
crucified
right,
for.
Right, okay.
But he was absolutely correct. He was absolutely correct on what he did say. We're talking about top secret stuff. We're talking about the billions and trillions of dollars we spend on the defense and the military industrial complex. And Donald Trump just goes and sells his stuff off. I mean, everyone in America should just be so upset, even about their own pocketbook, that they spend so much, which I disagree with, on the military industrial complex. And he just gave his secrets away for free. Or $2 billion to enrich himself. He is a joke. He is a loser.
Tom, you heard Gary earlier say he's not going to get charged with anything. They really believe that this man is bigger than the government itself.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If he doesn't get charged with anything, I hope the American people, we the people, are ready to peacefully protest that there needs to be a change in this country, and a major change in this country in terms of starting all over or whatever, because this is not right. This is wrong. This is someone that sold secrets. Very, very, I mean, we don't even know what's going to come of it. They keep on talking about Joe Biden. You guys better start talking about Donald Trump, because he gave away the secrets to make it difficult for Joe Biden even to work. So, I mean, I am so just done with these people in terms of their idiocy and their, you know.
Tom, man, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Hey, Don, you say what, sir?
Hi, Earl. You know, this one fella, this Chuck E. Cheese from Stoughton, if he doesn't like to hear, the truth, and he can't have an open mind, and he sounds so angry and upset all the time, why does he bother listening to civic media and your show of everything? I don't bother listening to Mark Belling or any of those guys. You know,
well, because he knows
that that's puzzling to me. He sounds so angry, you know.
Yeah, well, he's not going to get the truth from Mark Belling or Jay Weber or Vicky McKenna or conservative talk radio. They're never going to get the truth. And so what they get is the Amen Corner. And so they've gotten used to, prior to there being a civic media, a platform that Democrats have or progressive have, thanks to the owners of civic media, pushback. Because when conservatives controlled the airways, Democrats couldn't even get a chance to even wind up getting what CJ gets or what Gary gets. And that's an opportunity to have some time on the air before somebody cuts them off, before they can get the out of their mouth or a or an. And then they're cut off by conservative talk shows. They're given a platform, and they're given an opportunity to have a real dialogue. But nobody's going to allow them to change the conversation. And that's where they're spoiled. Because no conservative host is going to allow anybody, not even another conservative, to change the conversation. They get more than their opportunities, to do that on our platforms. And there are times when I'm just not feeling it, man. You know, I don't need somebody to come after I've done the research and then change the subject of what we're going to talk about because they somehow feel that it's their show. Hey, Don, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Got to go to a break. When we come back, hopefully we'll be joined by the governor, Governor Tony Evers from the state of Wisconsin. We'll be back. When you talk to me, when you're touching me, making my dreams come true. Rolling in the park, walking in the dark. That's the time I feel like making love. When I talk to you, talk. When I'm touching you, making my dreams come true. That's the time I feel like making love to you. That's the time I feel like making dreams come true.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Donald Trump, now the first former president to be federally indicted. He's looking at 37 federal counts connected to the alleged mishandling of classified documents. He has claimed he did nothing wrong, says ABC chief legal analyst Dan Abrams.
If you take his argument to the extreme, he's basically saying, I can take home any document ever that belonged to the government that I saw or had access to. any of it. I should be able to take it all home. And of course that's not the case.
After his Miami arraignment, Trump spoke to his supporters last night in Bedminster, New Jersey. The Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting today. Most economists are expecting the Fed will not raise interest rates, but instead will pause for a month to see what happens next with the economy. The State Department announcing this morning that Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to China this weekend as part of the Biden administration's push to repair ties between Washington and Beijing. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. The Green Bay Police Department says it wants to be more mobile in crowded places. Police Chief Chris Davis says the department is adding 27 bikes for a mobile response team, which will help the department with crowded events such as the 2025 NFL Draft. Davis says adding bikes gives the department better public order policing capability and helps form barricades faster. He went on to say the department was looking to add more bikes even before the draft was announced. The department says the bikes will likely be used during presidential campaign events next year as well. Taylor Shabusiness was back in court yesterday where a dozen motions were discussed. Shabusiness is accused of killing Shad Therian and mutilating his body. One of the motions by her attorneys was to suppress statements Shabusiness made to the police following her arrest. Judge Thomas Walsh denied the motion and said those statements can be used during her trial, which is set for July. Ichwaba, Civic Media News.
More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Wachs can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Boat Hustle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Boat Hustle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Boat Hustle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight, except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
This summer, 1590 AM.
At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number as we await the call from the governor. I just wanted to talk about this, and I'm certainly going to mention it to the governor. You know, these words apparently need to be burned in effigy. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Supposedly, those words are criminal words in the state of Wisconsin because Robin Voss and other Republicans and conservatives thinks think that these are bad words and they represent horrible, horrible things. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. So let me give you the definition of what they mean. Diversity, equity, and inclusion are three closely linked values held by many organizations that are working to be supportive of different groups of individuals, including people of different races, ethnicities, religions, abilities, genders, and sexual orientations. Why wouldn't you want to have a society that is inclusive with everyone in the society? Why? Well, I understand why. Is Robin Voss and other Republicans across the nation fighting to do away with diversity? They don't want diversity. Their belief is that with diversity, meaning equality, is a opportunity to take away from someone else. Variety, as they say, is the spice of life. If diversity is another word for variety, how can I enhance or flavor the world? Diversity through the lenses of race, ethnicity, ability, gender, sexual orientation, neurodiversity, and beyond can help to strengthen organizations, as studies have shown time and again. Quite simply, diversity, equity, and inclusion is used to describe three values that many organizations today strive to embody to help meet the needs of people from all walks of life. People from all walks of life. While concepts such as biodiversity are important offshoots of the core ideas of diversity, this article focuses on diversity, equity, inclusion in business and society rather than other contexts. So why are we up against people who don't want diversity in 2023? One of the issues that's at hand with the decisions that are going to be have to be made by the city of Milwaukee, by the aldermen, by Milwaukee County, the county supervisors, deals with the fact that Robin Voss and the Republicans have taken away diversity and inclusion. They don't want that. There's something wrong with that. And because Robin Voss says it's the case, we're going to do away with equity in a society that has not been equitable, that has a record of not being equitable and fair. The history is full of that. And so Robin Voss decides that the city of Milwaukee will have to do away with all of that. Enough of that. We're not going to have an opportunity to correct the sins of the past. Well, you know, people just have to get over it. It's what he said. I said he's a coward. He is that. Because he can throw those types and terms around and not have somebody who can sit down and call him what he is. Now, the University of Wisconsin has a diversity and equity office, and they've been working really hard to try to deal with that. Well, Robin Voss has just done the exact same thing and said the budget for the University of Wisconsin will be held up unless they remove $32 million to deal with equity and diversity. Never mind the $6 billion that's spent every year that will be spent operating the University of Wisconsin. It's going to be held up unless you take that $32 million, a mere pittance of the budget, for the University of Wisconsin. Out. Take it out. Because we don't want diversity and equity. Robin Voss doesn't want it. Let's go to the phone lines and Karina. Hey, Karina, how you doing?
Hi, Earl. Good morning. You see, you coming to this question, and I still, like you, just can't connect the dots. I mean, literally, if I'm a Milwaukee and you are a Madison, right?
Right.
So I make my money, I make my taxes, my sales taxes, this, and I give you 100% of my money. $1. I'm giving you $1 a year, okay? This is my 100%. Now, you giving me back money, and then you don't want me give me more money to sustain myself. You just say, you know what? Why don't you go on the streets and ask for another 2 cents of your people? So now I pay $1 and 2 cents, but I still have exactly the same amount coming back to me. You see what I'm saying? And you graciously allowing me go back to people who just paid their dues and ask them for another 2% or whatever 2 cents you want to do it.
So
I don't get it.
So Karina, this is what I want people to understand and what frustrates me. The city of Milwaukee and people of color in the city of Milwaukee are residents of the state of Wisconsin and are entitled to fair and equitable treatment. That's what it is. But based on people like Robin Voss and others, people who live in the city of Milwaukee, who are residents of the state, are should get the exact same opportunities as anybody else in the state. You can't divorce Milwaukee from the state. And you can't divorce people of color from the state. We're residents of the state as well. We're not just city dwellers. We pay our taxes like everybody else. Hey, Karina, thank you very much for the call. I wish I had more time, but I understand. Let's go to Wiley from Racine. Hey, good morning to you, Riley. You say what, sir?
Good morning, Earl. I have a real hard time stomaching Robin Voss. I've watched him since 2000. I talked on your air a couple days ago, and he should be scared because a lot of people know a lot of things. They know about his business techniques. They know about his type.
He's been married three times, right? Oh, come on.
He's been married three times. He's been sued, and then he turns around and uses his personal
he's a weasel
to gain. He's a slumlord as well.
Right.
And, but I'll tell you this, this guy is, as you know, he's the fellow that got $297,000 on the payment protection program during the COVID.
Yes.
And he was foregoed the repay. Okay. He's foregoed that. And, this guy has got to be scared. He's got to be running scared. And I can relate to a situation when there was a like open house budget review that he invited people to in Mount Pleasant, of all places, Foxconn, Mount Pleasant. And he was sitting there hand in hand with Mr. Von Wongard. And the question came up at that time was all of the problems with lead pipes. And we all know that it's a dilemma and it's a big, big lift, but it needs to get done. He turned that all around and said, we feel that we're going to concentrate on the plastics in our water systems, the pellets, it's PSAS or something like that, which is also important. But he just right away takes the lead piping off the table because most of this lead piping is in inner cities. He says his village or his area of control for the assembly has very little lead piping anymore. So he doesn't care about anybody but Robin Voss. And he's the guy that goes on a plane with the guy from Ohio, and he gets married out there in Italy. I mean, this guy is all about Robin Voss and will never change. He's a narcissistic.
Well, and thank you very much for the call. He's more than narcissistic. He's some other things as well. So as we await the call from the governor, I understand that, you know, right now, the governor is certainly dealing right now with a major issue where he thought that they had a deal worked out, you know, with the UW system and the budget, and all of a sudden the snake Robin Voss has come up with throwing a monkey wrench into that deal. And so, you know, as we await the call from the governor, I get it. You know, may not happen because he's dealing with the fact that Robin Voss has now decided to, you know, take $32 million out of UW's budget because Robin Voss wants to see diversity, equity, and inclusion eliminated from the state as he's worked towards eliminating it from the city of Milwaukee. This is the kind of person that we are dealing with. And some of us have had enough. We know kind of what, you know, and the rationale behind it. Well, it's not fair. Well, you know what? Racism and bigotry wasn't fair. And discrimination is not fair. And the fact that there hasn't been equity in this country is not fair. And the fact that there's no equity in this country even to this day is not fair. And for a person like Robin Voss and others to come and say, get over it. If I could just ease my fingers through the microphone. Well, you know, I can't quite do that. But, you know, since I can't get him to man up and have a real conversation about why he wants to make sure that diversity, equity, and inclusion is eliminated. The rest of the nation is working towards correcting that. But under Robin Voss and the state of Wisconsin, he wants to make sure that that's ended. That's who he is. That's who he's always been. And at the last minute, so the governor has been working towards trying to hammer out a deal with you know, Robin Voss. And it's like dealing with Lucifer, Satan, and the devil. You catch hell with all three. Because that's who Robin Voss is. Lucifer, Satan, and the devil. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gather cocktails. Grab a drink, find a spot, and enjoy Gather's Farmers Market Series every Wednesday through September 2nd. Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. High of 76. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms. Tonight lows dip down to about 55. Cloudy. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow highs around 68. A mix of clouds and sun. Sunny skies Friday with daytime highs approaching 73. 78 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So it looks like the governor is a little bit too busy. And as I stated earlier, the fact that Robin Voss at the last minute has decided to pull $32 million out of the UW budget is probably one of the reasons why the governor is tied down, but I'm sure he'll get back to me on tomorrow. But let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Hey, Jack, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, what this is all about, again, is let's cut back on public education. Let's throw more money at private education. And besides that, the African-American population generally votes pretty strongly Democratic.
That's correct.
It's about retaliation. It's about retaliation also. You know, this is, again, in my opinion, it's a fascist-type program. We're going to control what can be taught in our colleges, our universities, our schools. We're going to ban coursework if we don't like it. And it's just a multi-pronged attack against public education again. These guys have been fighting public education, higher education. As Trump said, I love the poorly educated because they don't really understand what this is all about. One person's opinion for what it's worth.
So I want you to repeat that last statement again, because I heard Trump say the exact same thing. What did he say?
I love the poorly educated.
He said that.
I could look up that quote, but
I know. He said that. Accurate. He said that. Well, he needs to be looking in the mirror, because that would include him, right?
Of course.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call.
It's intentional.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jack. I'm sorry. Let's go to Rico from Rock County. Hey, good morning to you, Rico. You say what, my friend?
Hey, how you doing, Earl?
All right, man.
Hey, it's become totally clear to me why Robin Voss would be afraid of diversity, equity, and inclusion. If any of this was to ever reach fruition, okay, and succeed, you take away his whole entire political playbook, not just his, the entire Republican playbook, because they will no longer have anything to divide people and to fight their culture wars with. That's what he's deathly afraid of. That's what he's deathly afraid of. That if we all got along, how would he divide us? That's all I got to say.
Well, Rico, you said a lot, man. Thank you very much for the call. You said a lot. I mean, if people can't see the you know, there was a time when Robin Voss wouldn't have said this outwardly. He would have said it behind closed doors. He wouldn't be so arrogant to make these statements, but he's not alone. It's the Republican playbook all over the nation. They're emboldened. And they're emboldened because a lunatic and a racist named Donald Trump came into power. And that's what he did. He made it all right to be racist. He did. Because those things that are being done now in this nation weren't being done, not in the open, not in the daylight, but in the darkness. And now so Robin Voss can boldly make those statements. Well, if the city of Milwaukee, if you want this money, you'll do away with equity. Because we don't want equity. Because with equity means somebody else is going to have to feel some pain. Never mind the history. Never mind that. It's another reason they want to do away with the history books. Some of us know what's going on. And some of us have the courage to challenge it. We've lived long enough to have seen the history of the nation. And we don't want to see it go back. We've been around long enough. And people have suffered enough that we shouldn't have to go over this again. Now, so Robin Voss, you know, who sat down, negotiated with the governor, and the governor apparently believed he was dealing with somebody who was going to be above board, and at the last minute, cowardly Robin Voss said the only way we're going to pass this is if you do away with diversity and equity. What? Why is that an issue to you, Robin Voss? A $6 billion budget, and you're going to hold it up for $32 million dealing with equity and inclusion. Some of us know why. Yeah, we know why. And that's why you'll never have a conversation with me. Because I'd hit you in the mouth with the truth. You are both Lucifer, Satan, and the devil, all rolled into one. And those who continue to believe in you and support you, they're supporting you in wrong. You are absolutely wrong. And you can walk around with your back straight when you should be walking around with your back bent over. Because there is no right in you. You don't know what that is. And yet you are the star. You are a Republican star. Anyway, got to go. Governor maybe tomorrow. He is the governor, and he deals with a lot of issues. So I'll probably hear from him later. Sorry we couldn't get him on. But he's never let me down yet. Gotta go. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Baseball and hot dogs, they go together like front porches and rocking chairs. And with Village Hearth Buns, you don't have to go to your local ballpark to enjoy a really good hot dog. Just grill up a package of quality Franks and serve with your favorite toppings on a Village Hearth Bun. They're the same delicious buns served at baseball stadiums throughout the Midwest. Village Hearth Buns, baking our best for you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark.
ABC News.